Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back here to Sports Talk, Deuce, Bobby, and Christian. QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Bringing now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. And Drew, it's Falcons week. Everything kind of dials up a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's the next game. You know, obviously, it's a great opponent. We got to go on the road. It'll be a tough environment. Obviously, they're playing well. So, yeah, man, this will be a great challenge for us.
Now, Drew, you look how the game unfolded, and obviously the fan base, we all expect you to play great, not just good and competent. I'm looking at the final QB rating, 114.5. Now, how did it feel? Because it seems like overall you were accurate after three quarters. You were 20 of 24, but maybe only 152 yards. And you're the least sacked quarterback the last dozen years, but you were sacked three times. I think you got to give them a lot of credit up the middle. I thought Max Unger had struggled somewhat. But just describe that game and how it unfolded and how you felt. You had to feel fortunate almost to come away with a win, considering that you weren't in a shootout type game. And I know you think that, come on, I know you always got to outscore the opponent. But when you hold a team, any NFL team in the teens, you should never lose.
I mean, listen, we have high expectations for our offense every time we step on the field. You know, we expect to score points every time we touch the ball, you know, and we understand we get in those games where, hey, it's, you know, you got to play the field position game a little bit. You know, it's okay to punt. You know, listen, we knew going up against a Greg Williams defense that it's, you know, risk-reward, right? He's going to blitz you a lot, and then when he's not blitzing you, it's going to be ultra-conservative. So that's one of the challenges of going up against it is your mindset has to be, okay, you know, I'm going to take what they give me, okay, and then when they pressure, that's when we, you know, try to take advantage of that. And, you know, listen, we had a couple missed opportunities. You know, I missed Ben Watson on that easy little pop pass touchdown. I missed Ted Ginn on a deep ball. You know, if we're able to, you know, connect on those two things, I think the complexion at halftime is much different, right? I think we went in a halftime right. Down 6-3. I think we would have been up, you know, 20-6. Then add on what we were able to do in the second half, and you know, it wasn't pretty in the third quarter, but obviously the fourth quarter we cranked it up and scored some points. I mean, it could have been a 40-point day, you know, if we would have hit on a few of those other things, but unfortunately it wasn't. But we found a way to win when it counted.
Drew, with Atlanta missing two starters, Debo Jones as well as Kanu Neal, how much has that defense really changed for them, or are they still running that base? You know, I call it a slash Seattle defense, what they used to run. You know, that's basically what Atlanta runs as far as defense is concerned.
Yeah, so Dan Quinn came over from Seattle, so he brought that style. You know, it seems like there have been quite a few defensive coordinators from Seattle that have gone on to become head coaches, Bruce Bradley being another one, that, you know, they take that style and then they kind of add some nuances, you know, and they make it their own to a degree. And a lot of it has to, you know, depends upon the pieces that you have in place, you know. Who do you have rushing the passer? Do you have the corners? Do you have the Mike linebacker? Do you have the safe, strong safety, you know, and all those things? And I'd say Atlanta does have a lot of the pieces, you know. And so it looks like obviously they're doing that, but they're also, you know, doing some other things as well. So as far as the way it's changed with those two guys out of the lineup, I mean, it's really the same scheme, you know. They kind of plug and play, you know, and the other guys have done a good job. So, you know, there's always little wrinkles when you're talking about a divisional opponent, but, you know, their scheme is what it is.
Now, Drew, obviously you want that balance. Look, last year we had the fifth best rushing attack. We had the fifth best passing attack. Boy, that's where you really keep defenses off balance. And I thought a key to last season's success, you look on the ground, the offense was ranked, like I said, fifth in rushing and then second in yards per carry. And you look, I know it's a small sample size, only two games, But right now, we last in the league in rushing yards, and one before last per carry at 2.9. Does Mark Ingram make that much a difference? I know you're an Ingram fan. I'm an Ingram fan at every down back, but it seems like we still should be more productive even if Ingram's not in the fold.
Well, you look at these two games. You know, I think the first game, you know, it got out of hand a little bit. You know,
right.
And so we had good the first game. We had good opportunities in the passing game, and we were trying to take advantage of those, and felt like we were. And then all of a sudden, we got in a situation where we were down by, you know, quite a bit. So we had to score quickly. So obviously, that was more the passing game and not the running game. You know, last week I felt like we didn't run the ball as well as we felt like we should have. You know, so
right.
But at the end of the day, you're exactly right. We want to be as balanced as we possibly can be. We understand what that does just to complement the offense. What it does for time of possession. What it does for, you know, just wearing the defense down, you know, over the course of a game. So it's definitely an emphasis.
Now, Drew, and you brought this up, you look at all the quarters and how the games, how it breaks down. What is Sean Payton telling y'all at halftime, considering we not scored? It's been two games we have not scored in the third quarter, and usually, you know, we're pretty productive, we're consistent throughout the game. I want you to elaborate on that. And also, I know this has to drive you crazy, is that that was a big part of our success to be on the plus side in the turnover margin and us being minus three right now. And it just seems like when we play the Falcons, if we're plus one, we win. If they're plus one, they're going to win. Talk about how important that's going to be, protecting the football, maybe taking it away, going against the Dirty Birds on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, the turnover margin is magnified in games like this. You know, obviously it becomes extremely important, especially on the road against a divisional opponent. And I feel like our games, specifically with the Falcons, have always come down to that. So we understand that. As far as the third quarter scoring goes, you know, I don't think there's any – I think it's too small a sample size to sit here and overanalyze
right.
that right now. But, you know, listen, you come out after halftime and, you know, your halftime adjustments, so to speak, you know, you want to be productive so we can do a better job there.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk. And Tre'Quan Smith, how is he handling, you know, the first couple of games? Do you think he'll start getting more touches? We'll see him a little bit more.
Yeah, listen, I hope so. I think after the training camp that he had, I think we're all excited about him and excited about the possibilities, you know. I think at the beginning of the season, it's always a little bit tricky just with the roster. You know, you're trying to manage, you know, maybe injuries and different things, and so you got to have certain guys up. And, you know, you go into games maybe with different philosophies depending on, you know, who you're playing against and also your injury situation. So I think that as the season progresses, he'll become more involved, you know, just because he's a great asset. You know, he's got a great skill set. There's a lot that he can do, and just the more time we have together, the more chemistry we can develop, and I think he can be a big part of the offense.
Drew, once again, good luck this Sunday. Thanks for the time, all right?
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, QB to QB brought to you by
Drew.
Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.